Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. They're on their way home, the stranded American astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. After 9 months in zero gravity, they and two other space people are in a capsule that undocked from the International Space Station a little after 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Expected to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico this Tuesday afternoon. A federal judge demands written answers to his questions from Justice Department lawyers over the Trump administration refusing to stop, at his order Saturday, deportation of alleged dangerous Venezuelan gang members. Trump claims authority under a 1798 Alien Enemies Act. Yale Law School professor Harold Hungju Ko.
It's a wartime provision. We're in peacetime. Congress declares war, not the president. It applies to acts by a foreign nation, and this is a drug cartel. And there is no invasion.
The Gaza ceasefire ends. Attacks by the Israeli Air Force. Over 100 deaths reported by Gaza health officials. This is ABC News. Tariff wars could hurt your ability to get cheap prescription drugs, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
China is a major manufacturer of the ingredients in generics. Those drugs make up about 90% of the prescriptions filled in the U.S.
The U.N. Security Council tells Afghanistan's Taliban rulers that peace and prosperity are unattainable until they reverse bans on women and girls getting an education, having jobs, and speaking in public. Wall Street's major indexes finished higher, coming off four straight losing weeks. The Dow gained 353 points, the S&P 500 up 36, the Nasdaq up 55.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Joining Alicia Keys, Dolly Parton, and Neil Diamond as musical icons, turning their songs into Broadway stage musicals. James Taylor, a show titled Fire and Rain, was announced Monday. It's in development. Fire and Rain was released as a single in 1970 from Taylor's second album, Sweet Baby James. It peaked at number 3 in the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
The high of 62 today in partly sunny conditions, warmer than normal, northeast to east winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, clouding over and breezy with a 40% chance of light rain late, a low of 36. Wednesday, blustery with periods of rain. It should provide a little bit of snow with minor slushy amounts possible Wednesday night. For Wednesday evening, it looks like, again, maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow possible. A low of 24. Thursday, plenty of sun and a high of 41. Friday, up to 47 with a 50% chance of light rain showers by mid-afternoon, which could mix with a little snow in the evening before ending. Saturday's high at 42, and Sunday, rain and snow likely, turning to all snow by evening. Maybe Sunday, 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulating at a high of 42. That's a look ahead at your extended forecast as well as we start the day on Tuesday, March 18th. After a high temp yesterday of 60, we're right now at 32 degrees. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
Save us, that star spangled. gaze at the change, overwhelmed at his power to save, overcome by a love that stays, so amazed at the change. If you could see the man I was, you'd believe in a saving touch that could reach down where I was. You'd be amazed at the change. Songs walking, traveling down a dusty road toward Damascus, bearing a heavy load, God broke through the darkness. It showed his love with a heavenly light. Saul said, I never felt this way, never seen such a sight. I'm amazed at the change, overwhelmed at his power to save, overcome by a love that stays, so amazed at the change. If you could see the man I was, you'd believe in a saving touch that could reach down where I was. You'd be amazed at the change. I was a sinner, living without hope at all, until the Savior listened and he heard my call, changed me forever. And now the old things have passed away. No matter how long it's been, I'm still amazed. I'm amazed at the change, overwhelmed at his power to save, overcome by love that stays, so amazed at the change. If you could see the man I was, saving touch that could reach down where I was, you'd be amazed at the change. I'm amazed at the change, overwhelmed at his power to save, overcome by a love that stays, so amazed at the change. If you could see the man I was, you'd believe in a saving touch that could reach down where I was.
He reached down where I was.
I'm amazed at the change.
We start the day in a positive way. That was the Triumphant Quartet and Amazed at the Change. Before that, our national anthem performed by the Statler Brothers. Hello, my friends. We hope you had a great day yesterday. Oh, it was a nice day. Monday's high of 60 here at the studios, and we should be at that or better today as well. So we have that going for us before winter kind of rears its ugly head a little bit, coming up on Wednesday and maybe Friday and then maybe Sunday. It's like every other day. But we can use the precipitation, that's for sure. Kind of wet things down a little bit, get rid of the fire danger, and get ready for the growing season. I'm looking forward to that and getting my little dirt under my fingernails, a little more dirt under my fingernails anyway, coming up here to plant some potatoes in a few weeks and those kind of things. Looking forward to that. We look forward to the day in Southwest Wisconsin. Welcome to the Old Light in the Milk House Show. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you down the trail. This is Roseanne Cash.
Baby thinks he's a train. don't believe a word I said. It's all right.
It's all right.
Pretty baby.
It's all right.
You're gonna need my help someday. It's all right.
It's all right.
Pretty baby.
It's all right.
You're gonna need my help someday. You're gonna wish you had listened to some of the things I say.
Sonny James on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. It is 5:15. Good luck with your commute today. Well, a controlled burn scheduled for last night in the City of Richland Center has been rescheduled for tonight at 6 o'clock, as long as weather permits. You could see some smoke and flames for a time tonight, but again, they'll have it under control as they do the controlled burn. Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be at Natural Bridge Store in Rockbridge today from 10:30 until 11:30, and in Cazenovia near Alibi's Bar and Grill from 12:30 until 1:30. Southwest CAP is required to collect names, ages, addresses, and household sizes. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates can speed up the process. And Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in Gaze Mills coming up Wednesday from 1:30 until 3, and it will be located at 212 Main Street. Coming up, a look at sports on this Tuesday morning and more regular features, including, oh yes, the always coveted time of day when we play the aerobic polka.
Both calves and slaughter cows are stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The Holstein bull calves sold up to $775 each, and with the beef crossbred calves up to $1,000. The better conditioned slaughter cows range from 108 to 33. We did have one fleshy beef cow up to 155. Smaller thin cows, 70 to 84. A 1,050-pound Holstein feeder heifer brought 169 with four mates to her, weighing 1180 at 161. Our next feeder and beef cow sale will be on Friday, March 21st. Early consignments include 10 black heifers bred to a registered black, easy calving limousine bull, and they'll start around early in May. 13 white-faced cows bred back to a black bull, and they're set to calve in April and May. 25 550-pound Holstein steers, 30 to 35 red Angus steers and heifers, 16 white-faced steers and heifers, 13 Holstein steers weighing 5, 12 white-faced steers weighing 8, 12 Holstein steers weighing 950, 4 crossbred steers weighing 9, along with many other various cattle. Contact Darren Colton or Jim, 627-1401, if you have questions about the beef cows or have feeder cattle to sell. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea of what your cattle could bring at our sale. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. We'll get you a good, competitive price for your livestock.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in the NBA, New York was a winner over Miami, 116-95. Detroit, 127. New Orleans, 81. Houston won in overtime over Philadelphia, 144-137. Indiana, 132. Minnesota, 130. Also in overtime, Chicago 111, Utah 97, Portland 112, Washington 97, Phoenix over Toronto 129-89, Sacramento 132, Memphis 122, Denver beat Golden State 114-105, and the Lakers over San Antonio 125-109. Elsewhere in sports, Bucks reserve center Jericho Sims will likely miss the rest of the regular season after undergoing surgery Monday morning to repair a torn ligament in his right thumb. He injured his thumb Saturday in the loss. That was actually in the win over the Indiana Pacers. He played 12 minutes Sunday in the loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the baseball season getting set to go, that's right. Although the Brewers' first game isn't until the 27th, Major League Baseball gets a jump Tuesday night at the Tokyo Dome when the World Series champion Dodgers face the Chicago Cubs. The Brewers in action for Major League Baseball's preseason, and they'll have another game coming up today. They lost yesterday to San Diego 14-8 in spring baseball. From the NHL, it was New Jersey 2-1 over Columbus, Tampa Bay 2-0 over Philadelphia, Buffalo 3, Boston 2 in overtime, Toronto 6, Calgary 2, and Minnesota a winner against Los Angeles, the final score 3-1.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Today's aerobic polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
522, I'll tell you what, I need this aerobic polka. I ate way too much corned beef and cabbage. Ooh. Here we go. Hey. Thank you. There you go, the Hoop-Dee-Doo Polka. That is from the Green River Polka Band as we get set for the day in southwest Wisconsin. Hoop-Dee-Doo, it's Tuesday. We're headed toward a high of 62 later, so it should be a really nice day, warmer than normal. We start out today at 32. Here's Tammy Wynette.
I've never seen the inside of a bar room. All night long, but I see these are the things that bring you pleasure, so I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I've heard it said, if you can't beat them, join them. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on you're gonna see a different me, because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad, cause you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'll even learn to like the taste of whiskey. In fact, you'll hardly recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the wilder side of.
Yeah.
Dick Curl is going down that long, lonesome highway today. We're at 32 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Are farm incomes going up? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The director of the Rank Agribusiness Institute at the University of Wisconsin says the USDA is projecting 2025 farm incomes to be higher than recent years. However, Paul Mitchell says there's a caveat to that.
We got this big jump in net farm income coming, but there's not big changes. In fact, there's kind of declines in the crops and in the livestock. Where's it all coming from? It's coming from these direct government payments.
He says U.S. farmers are in line to receive billions of dollars in disaster and economic relief assistance.
To the point that it'll actually raise net farm income to the second highest we've ever seen in terms of government payments, but also very high net farm income. Yet, nevertheless, despite this large number, we've got still a lot of economic distress among farmers.
Mitchell says in row crops, that distress is driven by negative margins.
Corn after corn, $120, $150 loss per acre. Corn after soybeans, $100 an acre. And then soybeans, $70 to $90.
Mitchell says the number of farm bankruptcies was up 55% in 2024 compared to the previous year. He expects that number to increase in 2025. A central Wisconsin dairy farm is finding success in the first phase of transitioning to milking with robots. Jay Hegg with Hegg Brothers Dairy near Colby says they currently milk 1,050 in their parlor and 450 in the new robot milking barn, which opened in December of 2023. Hegg tells Brownfield they're making the changes a little at a time.
Capital-wise, it's just too much to go from one to the other. It's pretty hard to swallow there, so we're going to just take it in steps.
Hegg says the future of labor was a factor in moving to robots.
Cost of labor, you know, that's never going to go down. And availability is just becoming more of a challenge.
And how are the cows performing?
The cows have been really performing well. We're averaging 98 pounds with a 4-5 butterfat in the robots. The parlor's about 4 pounds lower. Cell count's been lower in the robots versus in the parlor. Cows really have been doing really good.
Hegg says producers considering a move to dairy robots should do their homework, tour a lot of farms, and have a good financial plan. A beef processing facility in southeastern South Dakota has closed. Simple in Yankton is part of the American Foods Group's Fresh Meats division. More than 250 employees are affected. AFG says all other facilities, including Green Bay, will remain operational and customer supply chains won't be interrupted. Registrations for more than 300 U.S. pork harvesting and cold storage facilities have been renewed and are again eligible to export to China. National Pork Producers Council CEO Brian Humphrey says the move creates certainty for U.S. pork producers who now have maintained access to the 1.4 billion person Chinese market. More than 25% of U.S. pork is exported. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
A quiet start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet, typical for a Monday. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were $5 to $10 higher and feeder heifers were $2 to $6 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for feeder cattle. Steer calves were $3 to $6 higher. Heifer calves were mostly steady. Some buyers remain very active. Fire weather warnings continue throughout the state. Feeder supply included 52% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers 650 to 694 pounds brought $303 to $332. And medium and large one feeder heifers 608 to 649 pounds brought $289 to $313. Boxed beef closed higher with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $289 at $321.16. Select closed $1.58 higher at $307.90. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors didn't start the week off very aggressive in their procurement efforts. That isn't too surprising, considering that's been more of the pattern recently. Consumer sentiment has dropped, which actually could provide a bump for domestic demand of pork, as it remains more competitively priced than other proteins. Global demand for U.S. pork overall has been strong, but the ongoing concerns about tariffs and those trade tensions could have a negative impact on demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down a dollar with a weighted average of 88.05. The Western Corn Belt closed 41 cents lower with a weighted average of 88.05. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values ended the day firm, up 27 cents at 97.65. Loins were sharply higher and bellies were higher, while picnics, butts, ribs, and hams were lower to sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, even on the weekend, up about 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher with sharply higher boxed beef during the session, and lean hog futures ended the day up with support from higher pork values during the session as well. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session mixed, adjusting spreads and watching harvest activity in South America. May beans were down a half at 10.15 and a half. July was three quarters lower at 10.29 and a quarter. Corn was up on solid demand with May 2.5 higher at 461 and July up 2.5 at 470. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher with box beef up sharply at midday. April live was $1.85 higher at 205.02. June was up 172 at 201.07. April feeders were three higher at 284.20. And with pork higher at midday, April lean hogs were up $1.45 at 88.07. May was $2.25 higher at 91.45. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some personal reflections on the farming life today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. On this National Ag Day, I'll look back on my own personal association with agriculture. I was born into a farming family. My great-grandfather farmed in Norway before moving to the U.S. in 1890. I don't know how many generations of the family were farmers before that. In the 1940s, my grandfather started raising a few turkeys on our Minnesota farm. After my dad finished the eighth grade, he went to work full-time on the farm. The turkeys grew to become the main enterprise. When I was little, we had probably 300 acres of cropland, the turkeys, a few hogs, and some Hereford beef. I did chores as soon as I was old enough. There was plenty of work to go around. I graduated from high school in 1975, yep, 50 years ago, and went off to college that fall. Still did farm work on weekends and summers for a couple of years, then got married, and my hands-on farming work was over. After college, I worked in local radio stations before starting a syndicated farm radio show in 1996. That was how I circled back to the agriculture arena. And I look forward to marking 30 years of farm broadcasting at the end of 2025. Thanks for joining me on the ride. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
More domestic butter on the market? I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy economist says domestic butter manufacturers have an opportunity to serve more of the U.S. market. Corey Geiger with Cobank says butter imports since the pandemic have skyrocketed.
The growth this year, up 72%. We're setting records for butterfat, and the American farmer can't send enough of it to the processor.
He says the trend for higher milk solids and more butterfat has only gotten stronger over the past decade.
This tells me the upside of what every dairy farmer in this country can send to the processing plant has not been tapped yet.
Geiger says he hopes the USDA will modernize milk production reports to better track component levels and help improve risk management tools for the industry. An executive committee member on the United Soybean Board says checkoff research is helping farmers find new market opportunities. Todd Hanton says Hyo Lake soybeans are helping improve dairy nutrition.
It's safer to the rumen, and you can feed more of it than you can a normal soybean. It ups the butterfat for the dairy farmer, which impacts his bottom line. He gets a premium for that.
He tells Brownfield,
it needs to be properly roasted. We're still doing some research on the grind as far as the microns that it should be processed to for the best results in these dairy rations.
Hanton says research into expanding market opportunities is just one way farmers can see a return on their checkoff dollars. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 45 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 4¾ at 164.5, one sale. Cheese barrels went down 6.5 cents to 162.5 with three sales. Butter was down 4 cents at 230¼, three sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 115.5, no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield Anchor Reporter based in Iowa. Tune in each day to Managing for Profit to hear expert advice from the industry's top producers and leaders to make your operation more profitable. Topics range from insurance, government programs, taxes and regulations, environmental factors, policy updates, overall risk management, and more. Unlock the potential of your farming operation with Managing for Profit each day on Brownfield.
Attention cattle producers. Red Fest is coming up this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. Come early to check out 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. Now is the time to register to bid online at Cattle USA or DV Auction. For complete details on all the top genetics, visit redfestsale.com. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 62. It'll be partly sunny at times and much warmer than normal, so enjoy it while we can. Also for tonight, a low of 36. Some light rain could come in. Wednesday is what we've been watching for quite some time. A high of 45. Periods of rain. It should change to snow by late afternoon with minor accumulations. But then Wednesday night, maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow at that time and a low of 24. This morning, after an early morning reading of 48, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 31 degrees. Here we go. Tuesday, March 18th this year.
I got over Charlotte Thompson, Goldie Johnson, Lord, they done me wrong. I took it hard with Peggy Harper. She hurt me bad, but not for long. There's just one I remember, makes me feel funny down inside. I'd trade them all for just an hour of Susan when she tries. No, there's never in the summer, when the nights are hot and long, and it's bad in December, when they play those Christmas songs. So if you ask me, and I don't tell you, bet your sweet bottom dollar I lied. 'Cause there's never been one better than Susan when she tries. No, there's never been a woman who could make me weak inside and give me what I needed like Susan. Who could make me weak inside?
Statler Brothers on WRCO Radio and Susan When She Tried. Tony's weather is coming up in just a little bit here today as we get ready for the day in southwest Wisconsin. And then it looks like we're going to kind of weave and bob back and forth between spring and winter over the next few days. Even though the official beginning of spring is later this week. March last year was pretty similar, though, as we look back. We always get our hopes up, it seems like, for better weather. Here's Mac Wiseman.
With raindrops on my windshield and teardrops on my steering wheel, this lonely truck's the only thing I own. In my heart I'm pining while her old engine's a-whining, with 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. I had a gal in Texas, she walked away and left us. This old truck's all I'm depending on. Sometimes I overwork her, but I never would desert her. 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. We've got a lot in common, we keep each other going. Me and this old truck are hanging on. We just keep right on a rolling, that lonesome stack of smoking, with 18 wheels a humming, home sweet home. Take much throttle, them shiny rigs ain't been where this one's gone. We ain't in a hurry, we loaf along and worry, with 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. With raindrops on my windshield and teardrops on my steering wheel, this old truck's the only thing I own. In my heart I'm pining while her old engine's whining, with 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. With 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
If you need reliable and affordable automotive services, stop by Whitman's Repair Hub in Muscadet. From mechanic work to trailer repairs and welding services, they've got you covered. Whether it's routine maintenance or a big repair, their team is ready to help. Call 608-574-9252 or send a message on Facebook at Whitman's Repair Hub to schedule your service today.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, today is a quiet day. Get out there and enjoy it. Quite mild as well, with temperatures about 15 degrees above normal. However, still a major storm system on the way by tomorrow morning. This coming out of Kansas, tracking right up to extreme southeast Wisconsin by tomorrow afternoon. We'll start off as rain in our area, then turn to some snow in the late afternoon and evening tomorrow. Could bring us at least an inch or two of slushy snow, progressively heavier the further north and west you go. Winter storm watch posted all the way from northern Iowa through southeast Minnesota, through much of western and northern Wisconsin and upper Michigan. Those areas could see on the order of 5 to 10 inches of wet heavy snow. High winds will cause blowing and drifting snow and reduce visibilities as well, especially to the northwest of us where blizzard conditions may form in parts of southern Minnesota. Otherwise, once that passes by, quiet weather returns as we head into Thursday. A weak system impacts us Friday afternoon and evening. Could be a stronger storm on the way later Sunday, so stay tuned. That forecast for today, partly sunny and mild with highs in the low 60s. Northeast to east wind up to 10 miles per hour. Clouding over and breezy tonight. 40% chance of light rain well after midnight, low at 36. Blustery tomorrow with periods of rain. It could change to some snow in the late afternoon with minor slushy amounts possible. High in the mid-40s and then falling. Northeast wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Wednesday night, very breezy. Snow ending in the evening with total accumulations around an inch or two possible. Low at 24. On Thursday, plenty of sunshine. High 41. Friday, clouding over. Chance of light rain showers by mid-afternoon. High 47. Light rain or snow ending Friday night. Saturday, partly cloudy. High 42. Accumulating snow looks likely later Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
31 degrees at WRCO. Yesterday's high was 60. The record high, 80 in 2012. Record low, 8 degrees below zero in 1923. Last year's high, 38, and the low, 25. Sunset will happen at 7:11 this evening. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning. This morning, right around the 7 minutes after 8 mark. The air is calm. Barometer at 3019 is up slightly. No precipitation today. Mostly clear conditions at times through southwest Wisconsin today, and we are at our overnight low thus far. It is 31 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news update at 6 is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A barrage of bombs raining down on Gaza for the first time in 2 months as the fragile ceasefire appears to break.